Nolte, The Media's 9 Worst Fact Checks of Trump's State of the Union. By John Nolte on February 6, 2019. The establishment media fact checkers had it pretty tough Tuesday night. To begin with, they went into the State of the Union knowing they no longer have any credibility with the public. And they came out of it forced to lie or pound out a series of tedious nitpicks. Or, in the case of the far-left Washington Post's Glenn Kessler, had to pretend the sexual assault of migrant women isn't as bad as Trump made it sound. Here are the 9 worst media fact checks of President Trump's State of the Union speech. New York Times caught fake newsing. The New York Times labels as false Trump's statement about illegal border crossings being an urgent national crisis. But it's only after a paragraph of pedantic blah, blah, blah that the far-left Times finally admits a record number of families have tried to cross the border in recent months, overwhelming officials at the border and creating a new kind of humanitarian crisis. In other words, Trump told the truth, but the Times is counting on you not making it through all the blah, blah, blah to find that out. New York Times caught fake newsing again. Although border apprehensions plummeted by 91% after fencing was completed in San Diego, the Times labeled it misleading when Trump said a border barrier in San Diego almost completely ended illegal crossings. You see, it was just a coincidence. New York Times has caught fake newsing yet again. Trump said we have been fighting in the Middle East for almost 19 years. Because it's been almost 18 years, the New York Times calls Trump a liar because the New York Times will decide what almost means. The Washington Post nitpicks sexual assault. When it comes to Glenn Kessler, the most shameless liar I have ever personally dealt with, the term sexual abuse and term sexual assault and the sample sizes in parse, and the bad man is orange and the raped women are brown, so let's not do anything to stop it because we need Texas to turn blue. Politico reassures us only 31% of migrants are raped. Trump says 1 in 3 women is sexually assaulted on the long journey north. To which Politico replies, whoa there, Haas. It's only 31% of women who are sexually assaulted, which is a far cry from the 33% required to achieve your 1 in 3 claim. And we're not going to turn Texas blue if we start throwing round outrageous terms like 1 in 3. NPR is spending our tax dollars well. That orange man speaks fact. We also have more women serving in Congress than ever before. Jews don't believe in heaven, y'all, so liar. If Annie Carney wasn't real, we'd have to invent her. She later added this. If only Trump had mentioned the eschatology. CNN's fact check will numb you with the picking of nits. CNN's fact check of Trump's speech is so tedious, so pedantic it makes a trip to the DMV feel like a carnival ride. Here's a favorite example. Trump says, if I had not been elected president of the United States, we would right now, in my opinion, be in a major war with North Korea. And the 4 paragraphs of owning the orange bad man over this statement begin with, this is questionable. What exactly is questionable about an opinion? Can't imagine why no one watches CNN. Washington Post lies about New York's abortion bill. Trump says, lawmakers in New York cheered with delight upon the passage of legislation that would allow a baby to be ripped from the mother's womb moments before birth. WAPO says, hey, abortion certainly is not ripping the baby from its mother's womb. The legislation in New York would not have allowed a baby to be ripped from the mother's womb moments before birth. It states a healthcare practitioner may perform an abortion when, according to the practitioner's reasonable and good faith professional judgment based on the facts of the patient's case, the patient is within 24 weeks from the commencement of pregnancy, or there is an absence of fetal viability, or the abortion is necessary to protect the patient's life or health. Oh, so, the full term baby about to born is butchered first and then the pieces are sucked out of the womb. My bad. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.